And turn to Genesis chapter 1. We began last week a study on, we had finished a couple weeks ago, a study on the books of the Bible. And now we're going back and starting with the first of those books, the book of Genesis. And look in Genesis chapter 1. We'll begin reading with verse 1 of that chapter. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And let's pray. Last week, probably one of the most attacked books in the Bible, it's the book of Genesis. In every public school in the country today, this book right here is attacked. In every state college in the United States today, this book right here is attacked. Matter of fact, the first chapter of this book is attacked in every public school and in every state college and university in our land. They attack the very first chapter of the Bible. There are those all over and in our state colleges and in public schools still trying to figure out where this planet that we live on came from. They still have all kinds of theories. None of them will, by the way, the amazing thing about it is the scientists that are trying to figure out where the world came from, none of their theories go along with science. That's the most ironic thing of all of it. Everything they say happened could not have happened scientifically. Isn't that amazing? But I'll tell you, everything that has happened could have happened according to the Word of God. There is not one contradiction in this world, geologically, that doesn't fit in with this book. Biologically, that doesn't fit in with this book. Not a single contradiction in this universe that does not fit along with this book right here. Not a single one. And that's we'll look at a few of those things today. Let's begin then in the study of Genesis with Genesis chapter 1, and that of course is the study on creation. First of all, let's look at the nature of this creation. The Bible says in verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." The first thing about the nature of creation is this: it was supernatural. It was supernatural. This creation that we have, this planet we live in, this universe, did not come about by natural means. It came about by supernatural means. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. He didn't say, for billions and billions of years, a speck out in the universe kept collecting other specks in the universe and made one gigantic mass. And one day exploded into the planets that we have today. And somehow, some way, one of those planets, called Earth, got in just the right proximity from a sun, from a big star called the Sun, and was proper for life to get upon it. And somehow, water started falling all over this Earth, and there was water all over it. And one day, a little speck was in the water, and the sun shone down upon it and created life. And that little speck grew a tail and swam around through the water till it found a piece of land, grew legs, walked out on it. By the way, that's basically the Big Bang theory right there. That's it. But I have a better theory. Matter of fact, mine's not theory, it's fact. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's where it all began. It was supernatural. How do you know it's supernatural? First of all, because the Bible says, in the beginning God created. That's why I know it's supernatural. It was created by God. Secondly, look in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, look in verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By the way, that right there is basically the first law of thermodynamics. That's it, right there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Now here's what that verse said. It said, the things that we see did not appear, they weren't made, they were made of things that we don't see. Everything that is made in this world was made from something that we don't see. It was made supernaturally. God took nothing and made something. Do you know that's not taking place today? Here's what the first law of thermodynamics says. Energy, although energy can change forms, it cannot create itself or be destroyed. It cannot. You can create something, you can make something from something else, but all the energy there is in the universe was here the day that God created it, and it's changed forms, but none of it has left, and none of it has been destroyed, none of it's been destroyed, none of it's been created. Everything that was created in the first 6 days of this universe. Everything. Nothing is being created today. Nothing. Not a single thing. Everything that it was created was already created during those first 6 days of creation. That was it. Matter of fact, look back in Genesis chapter 2. Science says something can't be created from nothing. Science says that. It goes against the laws of this universe to create something from nothing. By the way, that's basically what the supernatural is. It goes against the laws of the universe. And that's what God did when He created the heavens and the earth. God stepped out into nothingness, and by His spoken word, He created something from nothing. He spoke, and God created the heavens. He spoke, and God created the earth. Now, here's an amazing thing. Science and evolution says that the earth came from the sun and from other things around it. You know what God made first? Before He ever made the sun, before He ever made the stars, before He ever made the moon, before He ever made all the planets, you know what God made first? The earth. That goes against man's thinking, doesn't it? Why? Because it was supernatural. You say, well, preacher, you couldn't have the earth without the sun. If that sun were to go out, if somehow instantaneously, the sun burned out, within 8 minutes, how long it takes from that light to get down here, within 8 minutes, this earth would be thrown into an ice ball of minus 300 degrees. Immediately turned into ice, 300 degrees below zero. Not only that, but there would be total darkness upon the earth. Not only that, this earth would be thrown off into space if the sun were to go out today. That would be discouraging. And science says, we need that sun to have the earth. No, God made this earth before He ever made that sun, and God can sustain life upon this earth without the sun. God did it. God created, first of all, this earth. And I'll explain a little bit in a while why He did that. But look in Genesis chapter 2. Verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished. They were finished. What God created was done. And all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that it had He had rested from all His work which God created and made. Here's what the Bible says. When God finished creation, then creation was finished. God said, everything that was to be made has been made, and now I've rested from my work of creation. It's all been created already. We don't have any spots out in the ocean that are now, like science says. Why isn't evolution still taking place today? It can't be. I mean, there'd be specks out there right now that the sun would shine down upon and turn into life and start growing. But that's not happening. Time, evolution is based upon this, time and chance. If you have enough time and chance, then life will form. Well, according to them, this world, this universe has been around a long time, so they've had enough time, so it should still be going. Should still be happening. Unless the chance has died out. First of all, it's supernatural. In the beginning, God. He took nothing and created something. And then God finished his work of creation. You realize how supernatural this universe we live in is? If you're to measure things in space in this universe that God has created, you can't measure it by feet and inches. That measurement just won't work in this universe. Matter of fact, you don't even measure it by miles. You know what they measure it by? They measure it by light years. That's a measurement for our universe. You know what a light year is? A light year is the amount of time that light travels in 1 year. And light travels pretty fast in 1 year. Matter of fact, light travels 186,000 miles per second. So you want to find out how long a light year is, multiply 186,000 times the number of seconds there are in a year. I can't even multiply it times the number of seconds there are in a day. There's 60 of them in a second, I know, in a minute, I know that. Beyond that, you have trouble. And the number of times, 186, multiply 186,000 times number of seconds in a year. That comes out to roughly 6 trillion miles. That's a lot of them. This universe is made up of galaxies. We live in one galaxy of this vast universe, the galaxy called the Milky Way. The Milky Way, from one end of the Milky Way to the other end of the Milky Way, is 100,000 light years in diameter. 100,000 light years. 100,000 doesn't sound much, but you multiply that times 6 trillion times 100,000, and you got a lot of miles. That's a long ways across. Now, here's what astronomers say. Now, here's the amazing thing. Astronomers estimate that there are 1 trillion galaxies just like this galaxy within reach of their biggest telescope. 1 trillion. Now, most of us have never really counted to a trillion. I mean, we've never counted up that many. A trillion's a lot. And you take a trillion galaxies that are 100,000 light years across, and you got a big spot. And that makes this Earth look kind of small, doesn't it? And that makes us on this Earth kind of small. And God is in control of that entire universe of a trillion galaxies, like this galaxy that we live in, made up of billions of stars, 100,000 light years across. If you took, by the way, what man has made since the beginning of history, what man has made and built upon this earth, what man has made can fit within a 300-mile square. You fit everything that's ever been made by man since the history of mankind, and you can stick it into a 300-square-mile piece of land. Can you believe that? That shows you how vast God's domain is and how puny man's is. If you took, just to show to how big this universe is, if you took a sheet of paper, just one sheet of paper, like you hold in your hand there, if you took that sheet of paper and considered that the distance between here and the sun, which would be 93 million miles, and you took a sheet of paper and represented 93 million miles and just went to the closest star to the Earth, Your stack of pieces of paper would be 71 feet high. Each piece of paper representing the distance from here to the sun, just to get to the closest star in this galaxy. That's a long ways off. That's 4 1/3 light years away, just to the closest star. 4 1/3 years, just for that light. The light you're looking at from that closest star left that star 4 1/3 years ago. Isn't that amazing? There are stars out there that burned out several years ago. We still see the light from them. The light's still traveling to us at the speed of light. Just for the, if you distance the diameter of our Milky Way, you would have a stack of papers 310 miles high, just from the distance across this galaxy. If you had to reach the end of the known universe, you would have a stack of papers 31 million miles high, each one representing 93 million miles. This is a big universe we live in. This universe was created supernaturally. That wasn't made just by chance. It just didn't happen. It was created supernaturally. If we took the sun and hollowed out the sun, there are 300,000 Earths you could fit inside of the sun. There's a star named Antares. You could hold 64 million of our suns inside of that one star. There's in the constellation of Hercules, there's a star which would contain 100 million of Antares. The largest known star is called Epsilon, which could easily swallow 27 billion of our suns. That's one star. Can you imagine that? It's a big universe. It didn't just happen. It was created supernaturally. If you take the smallest things, the egg didn't come first, the chicken came first. God made that chicken. Did God make that chicken with no appearance of age? Obviously not. If the chicken's there, there has to be some age to it, or wouldn't be here. Everything that God created had to create with an appearance of age. It had to be. People say, well, according to the carbon-14 dating, by the way, the carbon-14 data, you can take a live mollusk using carbon-14 data, tests on the thing, and something that's alive could be reported as several thousand years old. Obviously, that mollusk, you take the shell from that mollusk that's still alive, obviously he's not that old. You can't go by all these carbon datings and everything else, because God didn't make this universe to be graded by carbon-14. He made this universe for man to live on, and that's what he made this planet for. All we got to do is just, therefore, say, well, the mountains are a billion years old. If God made those mountains, God could have made the mountains. He didn't make the mountains, you know, to be formed. He made them like they are. When God made the trees, how did he make them? Did he make the seed first, or did he make the tree first? He made the tree first with the seed already in the fruit. Matter of fact, look in verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. God said, I didn't create the seed and then give that seed years to grow into a tree. God said, I created the tree with the seed already in it. That's how God made it. Now, God didn't have to make that tree with growth rings in it. That's why I called it the superficial appearance of age. God didn't have to make growth rings in it, but God could have made a full-grown tree without the growth rings, with fruit on it, with a seed in the fruit. That's how God did it. Now, here's what science said. Science says fruit-bearing plants are the most complex of the plant kingdom. They're the most complex. They come way down in the line. By the way, I don't like thinking that, you know, I came from the same germ that made a plant tree. made a fruit tree. I didn't come from that same thing. There was something different that God made me out of than that plant tree, that fruit tree. And they say, well, first of all, that little germ that was out in the middle of the ocean that formed, all of a sudden formed like that little speck out there that threw the suns, well, that's sun worship, by the way. The evolutionists are no better than the Egyptians who worship the sun. They're no better than the Canaanites who worship the sun. And that's all evolution is sun worship. Because life could not have come if it wasn't for the sun, according to evolution. We have sun worship too, but our sun is S-O-N, not the S-U-N. And they say that sun shined down upon this ocean and some speck eventually decided to turn into life. And then it grew and then eventually came to the land and one of those specks grew up here and over grew into a piece of grass and then over thousands and billions of years it grew into an apple tree. And I mean, that's, you know, the most complex of the... It didn't happen that way. God created the apple tree just like it was. God created the fruit trees like they are with seed already in them. That's a superficial appearance of history, of age. When God created man, did God create man as a little baby, newborn baby? No, God created man as a full-grown man. You look at that man, can you imagine being there and going up to Adam and saying, well, Adam, how old are you? First day of creation. Adam says, well, I guess about an hour old, I guess. Come on, Adam. You're not an hour. Obviously, you're older than an hour old. I mean, good night, you look like maybe you're 30 years old or so. Or 30, 37, the perfect age, somewhere in there. Obviously, no, God made Adam. He didn't have any age, but he had the appearance of it. He looked like he was older than an hour old, but he was only an hour old. God made the animals. How did he make them? Made them full-grown animals. He didn't put a baby here because the baby could not have survived. God made them full-grown with the appearance of age already. That's the third thing. First of all, the nature of creation, supernatural, sudden, and had a superficial appearance of history or of age. In let's look back in verse 3. The second thing is the work of creation. This 6 days of creation, what did God create on these 6 days? The first day, it says in verse 3, let there be light, and there was light. The first thing that God made was light. Now notice, it doesn't say the first day God made the sun to give light. God made light without the sun. God didn't need the sun to create life. Matter of fact, God made the fruit trees before he ever made the sun. Isn't that something? God, you know what God was saying? God was saying, you scientists may think you need that sun for life, but I'm going to make the sun on the fourth day just to prove to you that I can sustain this earth without the sun. If God wanted to, God could put the sun out and still sustain life upon this planet, because this planet is the center of God's creation. God says, I created this world and I made this earth because this is the center of my creation. This is where I'm going to place man. This is it. This is the center of the universe. This is where God was directing his attention. God didn't say, I'm going to make the sun first, because the sun's the center of the universe. God says, I'm going to make the earth first, because that's where I'm going to place man. God's creation. First day was light. The light was called day, and the darkness he called night, and the morning and the evening were the first day. That was the only light on this planet, was the created light that God made, a 3-day light that God placed somewhere in this heavens, to shine upon this earth, to make it into a 24-hour day. Secondly, on the second day, verse 6, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which are under the firmament from the waters which are above the firmament, and it was so. And the God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now here's what God did on the second day of creation. God took water upon this planet, and God divided the water. Now here's how God divided it. He divided the water above the firmament, above this atmosphere, from the water below the firmament upon this earth. And in between the water above and the water upon this earth was a firmament, an atmosphere that God had placed there. That big water, by the way, God, there's still today water above the firmament, called clouds. But God, when he originally created this, didn't need any clouds. Why? Because there was no rain. Look in Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. When God created the earth, God did not create the rain at first. God put a big canopy of water above the earth. And God watered the ground with mist that came up from the ground. There had never been any rain yet at that time. That's why Noah had such a hard time convincing folks it's going to rain. It's going to rain. What is rain? What do you mean it's going to rain? Never rained before. Why would it rain now? That big canopy that was up in space probably made like a greenhouse effect upon this earth. Where when God did make the sun and the light, that it shined down through this earth and made this big, beautiful, this earth a big, beautiful paradise. It wasn't a big sheet of ice in the North and South Pole at that time. It was just a big, beautiful terrarium underneath that big water vapor in the heavens. And that's why things on this earth probably didn't age like they did. That's probably why everything grew nice and everything was a perfect paradise upon this earth. Because God had divided the waters. The waters from above from the waters beneath. The third day. Look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 9. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God said, it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. So here's what God did on the next day, third day. The third day, God took the waters that were upon the earth and separated them from dry land. He maybe lowered a portion to make the seas and raised a portion to make the dry land. And he called the dry land earth. He called the water seas. And then on the dry land, God placed plant life upon the earth. Plant life didn't start out in the ocean someplace and swim to the earth one day. God created the earth and placed plant life upon this earth. That was done on the third day. God, evolution says life began in the sea. God says, I created life before I even created the sun. I created plant life and placed it upon this earth. That was done on the third day. Look in the next day, the fourth day, verse 14. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And let them be in the lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. On the next day, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth day. Why did God wait till the fourth day to create the sun? Wouldn't it have been easier if God was going to make a light for this earth anyway? Wouldn't it have been easier for God just to have created the sun first and then created the earth? Why did God take the time to create a light and then later on create a sun to provide the light for the earth? Why'd God do it that way? I think one reason God did it that way, because he knew that one day some man would walk upon this earth that wouldn't believe in God and say, where did this earth come from? And he looked up into the sky and saw a big sun up there and said, it must have come from the sun. You know what God was saying? God was saying, I can create life without the sun. God says, matter of fact, I'm not even going to create the sun till the fourth day, just to prove that that man that walked around and didn't believe in me and looked up and saw the sun, just to prove him wrong, I'll wait till the fourth day before I even make the sun. Man has, down through history, worshiped the sun. The S-U-N instead of the sun, the S-O-N. God created that on the fourth day. If God did not need the sun for life upon this earth, then why did God create the sun? Why did God create the moon? If God didn't need the sun for life upon this earth, why then did God create the sun? Well, he tells us in verse 14, gives us three reasons why he did. He said, first of all, let there be lights in the firmament. First reason he created the sun was for the light. Secondly, and let there be for signs. Another reason he gave it is for signs. What is the sign of the sun? David said, I looked into the heavens. I saw the glory of God. He said, I saw the sun, the moon, and the stars, and I looked at myself and saw how small I am in compared to this universe. God said, I'm going to create those so that man can look up at those and see how great God is and how puny man is. They're created, first of all, for one reason, for light. Secondly, for signs. Third reason, for this. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. He created those lights to be a calendar for man. God didn't need a calendar. Time's not important to God, but time's important to man. And that's why God created them. He didn't need them, but he did create them for man. Be a calendar for us. Be light for us. Be signs of God's handiwork. The fifth day, God created the birds and the fish. All the fowls of the air, all the fish of the sea, created the great whales. Actually, the word whales is the word sea monsters. They make great sea monsters, every fish, all of them. Every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. God saw that it was good. Every sea creature and every fowl of the air God created. And then the sixth day, God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, the beast of the earth after his kind. You know where those creeping things came from that you ladies don't like? God made them. So man, those snakes and those lizards and all those creeping things, where'd they come from? God made the creeping things. Made them all. How come we're so afraid of them? We don't like them. Because they might have changed a little bit from when God made them. But God did make them. When sin came, creation changed a little bit. But God created all the creeping things upon this earth on the sixth day. And also on the sixth day, God created man. Now that's basically, you could teach, I imagine, for weeks just on creation. Just to show how creation fits in with the world today and how science cannot disprove creation. I mean, there are great books written on creation of the world just to show all the, it wouldn't be benefit us any because most of us don't know all the foolishness that the scientists say anyway. But the Word of God is true. Creation was supernatural. It was sudden with the superficial appearance of history. He created on the first day light. The second day divided the waters. The third day formed the earth, the seas, and plant life. The fourth day made the sun, moon, and stars. The fifth day the birds and the fish. The sixth day made land animals. And then he created man. And then the seventh day, he rested. And let's pray.